This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just be part of the conversation. Get involved, get engaged. I don't know any other way to put it. It's really that simple. So the interview that we're going to play next, it's a rebroadcast, pre-interview, whatever the heck you want to call it, of an interview I did with Kerry Quashin. And he was he's the founder of a group in California, and he's been dealing over 30 years with addictions. And I'm so tired of hearing, I saw it again today, which is what kind of prompted me to do this. I'm so tired of hearing you guys say, or whoever say, that it's not a big deal. Marijuana is not a big deal. It's not a jump-off drug. It's not addictive. It's not this. It's not that. It's a line of hooey. Being nice. Because it's not the dope that your dad, your grandfather had. It's not that at all. It's grown differently. It's totally different. And it's much more addictive. It's much more potent. Man, we thought we had it going on. We used to soak the stuff in wine. Or you drink it in a... I mean, drink it. Listen to me. You drink a vodka bong afterward. But you'd put it in a bong filled with vodka. Now, some of you are, you know, as my buddy always says, some of you pearl clutchers out there that are having a heart attack right now, get over yourselves. Right? If you grew up in the 70s, the majority of you, not all of you, I get it, the majority of you, though, did something. You smoked weed, you drank, or whatever. It's a reality of the day. It doesn't make it okay. I'm not condoning the action. You know, but your kids don't believe you because you lie to them. Right? I mean, you don't have to tell them everything you did. That's not what I'm suggesting at all. But don't lie to them about what you did. You know, yeah, I smoked dope. It was pretty dumb. I did some pretty dumb stuff. That's why we called it dope. Right? So the idea is to bring people in. I'm tired of you Facebook experts. Right? You got all the answers, but you got none. And I'm no different than you when it comes to stuff like that, when I think I'm an expert or something. But I got to tell you, doing the show now, 8 years, 9 years, whatever it ends up being, we've had the experts on. We've been able to talk with them. I get the information. And it doesn't mean I'm an expert, but it does mean that I may have a clue. I'm not just talking out of the air. I'm not just pulling facts out of nowhere. See, I'm being nice, keeping it clean. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I want you to head up to the website, though. I want you to sign up to get my weekly newsletter. Okay, you don't like it, you can stop it anytime you want to. We also have a store up there where you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff that you've been taught to be petrified of, hate, to be scared, whatever, whatever. And you don't have to be. Seriously. All right, and I got shirts up there for sale. I got coffee mugs, water bottles, whatever it is. You can also sign up for Patreon, which is kind of a little insider's club. You know, we post stuff that only we're going to do. All right? I mean, if you're part of that team, if you're part of that club, if you're a member of the posse, so to speak, then you'll get some inside information nobody else can get to. And really, it goes anywhere from... costing you a cup of coffee at that very expensive coffee joint once a month. To maybe throw in 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 100. Look, if you want to donate $5,000, I'll hop on a plane and deliver the gifts to you myself. And one thing you don't want to see is me at your door. I guarantee it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, we've seen some elections across the country that have already gone, in my humble opinion, the wrong way. Because Democrats have been elected. I mean, I'm not just talking regular Dems, middle-of-the-road Dems. I'm talking about left-leaning progressive Democrats. The only way you're going to change this, the only way you're going to fix this, is you have to engage, you have to get involved. And that doesn't mean you have to give them money necessarily. It means you call your local Republican headquarters, conservative, whatever it is, whatever group, whatever person you want to work for. You call, and you make sure that they've got what they need. Maybe you need to send out postcards for them. Maybe you need to make phone calls for them. Those are free. There's a whole bunch of things you can do for free. All right? And there's nothing wrong. I mean, and again, they need every bit of help they can get. And you'd be surprised sometimes. It might be something, if you drive a car, it might be something as simple as delivering signs for the candidate. All right? It might be you stuffing envelopes. These things don't really cost you any money. And you can help your person win. The other thing that just gets me crazy is if you got a candidate that has absolutely no chance of winning. I talked to a candidate for governor of California, and I knew 6 minutes into the conversation she's listening. And if she's listening, or one of her friends is listening, I'm sorry. But you know what? It's time for a reality check. And don't give me the Trump stuff, because he always had a chance of winning. This person won't even put her phone number in her business cards, you know, that she's running for office, because she doesn't want any cranks calling her. I mean, think about that. She doesn't want any negativity. She's running for governor of California as a Republican. I'm sorry. You don't want any negativity? You're running for the wrong office, right? In California, the only statewide office, it seems, that a Republican can win is if you were running for the post of Satan's right-hand man. That they would probably give you that hands down. But she wasn't going to raise any money. She was going to do grassroots, right? I mean, I'm listening to her talk, and I'm thinking to myself, you don't stand a chance. This is not 1816. You need money to mail things out. You need to get a message out. You need television time. You need people walking precincts. You got to buy pizza for them. You got to feed them. Maybe we do need more dope. I don't know. We're going to talk to Kerry Quash on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, don't go far. Pay attention. Take notes. You need them. And we'll be back shortly. Hopefully you will too. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, there's a couple of ways to find us. One of the ways, though, is head over to the website, therealside.com. We got a live chat room going on there as well. And if you're on Facebook, you can head over to our Facebook page, and there's a Facebook feed there where it's, you know, it's video, it's audio, and there's a chat room or a feed there that you can see, that you can see the smarter people than I in there. You know, I'm just saying, right? So, you know, I've been talking about, I call it dope. You guys call it marijuana. I call it dope. I think it's called dope for a reason, or it was called dope for a reason. You know, some of you guys just are all over, let's legalize it. It's not bad. It's a good thing. It's all this. It's alcohol is worse for you. I'm hearing all this stuff, and it's all from experts, right? The only experts I hear it from are people that are actually using it and enjoying it. I'm not hearing from the experts, or we're not hearing a lot of the experts speak out and speak up about the reality behind what this is doing to you and doing to our kids. It is not the dope of your grandparents or yours. So, you know, I always say the same thing. I bring on the experts. You know, you're not an expert because you use it. You're not an expert because you know about it. You've had it in your hand. You're an expert when you've been dealing with it for years, and you've been dealing with abuse, and you've been dealing with the ramifications of abuse. So I've asked Kerry Quashin. He's been on the show before. He's the founder of the Action Family Counseling, also a nationally recognized drug and alcohol abuse expert. Kerry, thanks for being with me today. I really always appreciate your time with me, man.
My pleasure, Joe.
You know, and I keep trying to tell people, let's first talk about something here. The dope of today, the marijuana of today, it's not the marijuana that we grew up with in the 60s and 70s, is it?
No, I'm laughing because it's not even the same category. I mean, it's a whole different animal. It really is. I mean, if you think about in the old days, let's just say 20 years ago, marijuana used to be, I mean, you could buy a kilo down the street for $100. Yeah, I wonder what it costs now. But it also, in a joint or a bong, as they use it now, when you took a hit 20 years ago, it was like 0.3 milligrams of THC. The stuff that our children are smoking now is in the 30s.
Wow.
So from 0.3 to almost 30 milligrams, no, wait a minute. That's just what you're smoking in a bond. Now let's do the oils and some of the other edibles. You're talking 80 to 100% THC.
Wow. You know, and the edibles, I think that's hilarious with the edibles. You know, people don't realize, again, how dangerous this is for young people who are, whose brains are developing, things are going on with them. I mean, this is bad stuff today, right?
Well, of course it is. You also got to remember that THC has a 7-day half-life, so it stores in your fatty cells. And I mean, we can really get into what I'm seeing when it comes to adolescents that are starting to smoke. I mean, just real quickly, loss of motivation. Short-term memory. Why didn't you do your homework? I forgot. Why didn't you turn in your homework? I forgot. They lose their motivation. I don't want to go to dance anymore. Baseball's boring. So things that were important, priorities that were important, are not anymore. So it's really going to become, I think it's at a crisis level right now with children. But just wait a few years and see what happens to our youth. It's extremely frightening. You know what else? I run a behavioral health unit. You know, I own and run drug rehabs, as you know. Been doing it for 30 years, and I've been sober myself for 37. So the drugs of today are nothing like what I was playing with. But what I'm saying is I run a psych ward now. Do you know that we have people come in every day to our behavioral health unit and to the ER from an overdose of THC?
Wow. Oh
my God. Not meaning they're dying, but they're psychotic.
Right.
And the only thing we're finding in their body is THC. And I'm getting these phone calls across the country from other behavioral health units and sheriffs and police departments, and everyone's saying the same thing. Are you seeing the amount of psychosis, and the only thing we're finding in their urine is THC? So it's not the same drug. There are major consequences that some of our children and people are facing now when it comes to this drug.
When I looked at the numbers for Colorado and the numbers, the dollars that they were looking, you know, $600 million in tax revenues or what have you, but those are without them talking about what the state pays to take care of these people that show up that are now homeless, that are dependent on, the drug or what have you, and the trips to the emergency room, the calls to the CDC have increased 400%. Think about that.
Of course, but they don't want to talk about that. I was looking at a billboard right up here in Santa Clarita. It's saying since the legalization of marijuana in Colorado and wherever else, there has been no more drug abuse than with adolescents than ever before. That's insane. That somebody would even figure that out. I mean, first of all, where are you getting your numbers? Second of all, here's another scary thought. I have drug rehabs that I own and operate. I have a 16-bed adolescent unit with six kids in it today. I have never had less than 16 kids with a waiting list. So it's pretty frightening. I have parents calling me every day, Joe, this is scary, calling us up saying, what was in my child's drug test? And we go, like, 700 milligrams THC, and they go, is that it? And they hang up. They don't want to deal with it.
Wow.
Now, a year ago, that kid would have been in some kind of a treatment. Here's the other part of that. So a year ago, my adolescent unit would have been full. Now it's not. My adult unit was quiet. Now it's packed. All these kids that are getting untreated for substance abuse now from 14 to 18 are hitting the adult rehab from 18 to 25. We're exploding.
You know, Kerry, you need to understand something, though. Kerry is in this every day, people. You know, you guys that really, really believe that, you know, dope is no big deal, that we're making a big deal out of it, we're blowing out of proportion. We're not blowing it out of proportion. We're trying to help your kids.
No,
we're not looking to stop your kids from having fun. We're trying to help your children, right?
Exactly, and that's exactly what we're trying to do. I mean, it's real. I'm not going to even say, "Hey, look at everybody that smokes a joint is going to become a heroin addict." But what I will say is, almost every heroin addict that I've ever met started pot or cigarettes.
You know, that's what I want to talk about when we come back from the break. We have to go to a break. When we come back from the break, that's what I want to talk about. I am so tired of hearing that marijuana is not a jump-off drug, that most people, you know, they try it, they don't like it, they get sick, and they don't go any further. It's a line of crock. So we'll be back in a minute. Let's hit on that. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kerry Quashin right after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do. And some of you, you know, head up to the website. I'd like to get your email address. If you hop on the website, there's a place where you can sign up for our newsletter. It comes out once a week. I'd let you know some of the things we're going to be talking about, some of the things we're going to be doing. And you don't like it, you just stop taking it. It's really that simple. It doesn't require a college degree to unsubscribe, seriously. But, you know, we talk about dope on a regular basis. We talk about drugs on a regular basis. And, you know, our legislators are so involved. They care so much about tax dollars, especially here in California. They got to get you everywhere they can. They're not really caring about your children. Now, they say they do. But I can lay out a whole bunch of laws that do nothing but hurt your children, not help them. But this one in particular, where now we're talking about, you know, medical marijuana, recreational use marijuana. What the heck does that mean? Recreational use of marijuana. What do you have a couple of joints, you go out and play in the car as you drive down the road? I don't get it. But let's bring on somebody who has a clue, because, you know, you always make fun of me, but I'll bring on somebody who's been in it. Kerry Quashen is joining me. He's the founder of Action Family Counseling, also nationally recognized drug and alcohol abuse expert. Kerry, thanks for being with me today.
My pleasure, Joe. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah, when we, you know, I appreciate your time and your knowledge on this stuff. You know, I am so tired of hearing my buddies that are my age that smoked dope in the 60s and 70s. It's no big deal, Joe. You're making it a big deal. It's not a jump-off drug. You're making too big of a deal of this. Tell me, is marijuana what we refer to as a jump-off drug, you know, where they move on to other, or am I just overblowing this?
Well, let's look at it this way. Let's not even say that. How's that?
Okay.
How about marijuana? Well, we could say marijuana is a gateway drug. Cigarettes are a gateway drug. Vaping is a gateway drug. Well, here's why I'm saying that. When we're young, we have what you call contracts. When I want to grow up, I want to be a radio show host. I want to be a superstar. I want to be a cop. We have those contracts. We also have another set of contracts, of things we will never do. Remember those? When I grow up, I'll never use drugs. I'll never smoke cigarettes. Where does it go wrong? the reality of the first contract that most kids break, what do you think it is?
I'll never smoke.
Well, it used to be cigarettes.
Right.
Right? It used to be cigarettes. And there's only two reasons why a child would light up a cigarette. Number one, they want to be cool. Number two, it's a learned behavior from home. Dad, brother, sister, uncle, somebody is smoking. So that's one of the first contracts they break. Now it's vaping. When kids are little in kindergarten and stuff, they're learning tobacco kills you, cigarettes kill, vaping's bad. You're hearing all that. But all of a sudden, somewhere down the line, they want to hang out with Bob and Rick. I was going to say Joe, but that would be you. Nah, they're good at all. It's not a bad
thing. Nobody wants to hang out with me. Don't worry about it.
There you go. So they hang out with these people, and somebody hands them a cigarette and says, hey, dude, smoke this. Almost every kid the first time will say no because it's a contract they made when they were just a little guy. But they're hanging around every day. They're starting to get desensitized. One day they say, oh, what the heck? And they take their first hit, a cigarette or vaping or whatever it is. That's really your gateway drug. And how do they clean that up? It's only a cigarette. I'll never smoke weed. But you're still hanging out with all these guys now worse than ever. What do you mean you're not going to smoke weed? Well, I said I would never use drugs. It's not a drug. It's natural. God put it there for you to smoke. It's legal. It's medical. What do you think is going on with these little kids? They're getting desensitized. They're thinking, wow, everybody else is doing it. I want to, let me figure it out. And they take their first hit. What just happened? They broke another contract, number one, but they also did something way different, Joe. They put something in their body and mind that made them feel different and better than anything they've ever felt. Now, how do you tell a 14-year-old kid that that's bad? So here's the deal. How do you clean that up? It's only pot. I'll never use anything harder. And I mean it. But then somebody comes in with edibles, way stronger than the weed they just smoked. Now they even feel better. They start going to parties. What's going on at parties? There's all kinds of drugs. All the other drugs, once you break your contracts, you start smoking cigarettes, you start drinking alcohol, you're vaping, you're smoking weed. All the other drugs are drugs of opportunity. They're just waiting. They're just there.
And
very, very scary.
Let's talk a little bit about this vaping thing, okay? Everybody's like, well, sure. What's the big deal with vaping? It keeps them from smoking cigarettes. First of all, we don't really know the long-term effect of vaping, number one. Number two is you can hide all kinds of stuff in vaping, can't you?
Oh, yeah. You can smoke anything in or you can vape anything these days, THC, oils, heroin, opiates, everything.
Wow.
So you never really know it, and you can't smell it, so you don't really know the difference. But even more than all that, let's just put all that aside. You have a kid that's 14, 15, 16 that's starting to vape or smoke cigarettes, smoke pot, eat edibles. What do you think the risk factors of that kid using other drugs are?
Oh, it's
pretty high.
It's got to be high. It's got to be well over. Look,
of course. And the problem is nobody's dealing with their adolescents anymore because parents do their hands up like society didn't say everyone's doing it. So they're just giving up, meaning as soon as I'm getting them when they're 18, 19, and 20 now, it's at crisis level. We don't even know what to do with all of them.
Wow.
You know what I mean? If you look at, we're going to lose. I was doing some research today. We're going to lose almost 60,000 people a year just with accidental overdoses.
Wow.
So we don't think all this little pot and all that stuff is leading to something different. More people die per year in this country than we lost in the Vietnam War.
Wow.
More people die from accidental, listen to this, accidental overdoses than people dying from car crashes. The life expectancy in this country went down for the first time in history. Guess why?
Oh, it's going to be drug use, right?
Drug overdoses. But here, but let's look at it this way. Let's say we lose 60,000 people to drug overdoses, right? Accidental.
Right.
What about suicide because of drugs? What about car crashes? What about arrests? What about domestic violence, child abuse? What do you think's going on with those numbers?
Oh, I think they're not even tracking them. I got news for you. Because then what happens? Then you have to start telling people the truth about what drugs are doing to not just your kids anymore, now your families. I mean, what's the difference between this and how an alcoholic or somebody who succumbs to alcohol, 20 years ago ruined his or her family? It's no difference.
Well, remember this, all substance abuse, alcoholism, drug addiction starts innocently. Because it can become awful tragic. And also, here's two other little ones just for you. First of all, I don't know anyone I've ever met that doesn't know somebody struggling with alcohol or drugs. I don't know anyone who doesn't know somebody. And here's another scary statistic that's coming out. One in every six Americans will have a drug problem in their lifetime.
Wow. Oh, my God.
What amazing. In the world? But you're right, Joe. No, it's only pot.
No, it's all.
It doesn't mean nothing. It's not a gateway drug. Yeah,
every one of these people think it's not an issue, not a problem. Need to spend 10 days at one of your clinics. Need to spend 10 days.
They need to spend one day with me. Not 10 days, one day. On my phone. But you know what, guys? Just because you're listening to this and you smoke pot and it's working for you, God bless you. But just because it's working for you doesn't mean it's going to work for everybody else. There's a whole lot of other people that start this deal innocently, and it becomes tragic.
Listen, there's plenty of people out there. I can sit and have a glass of wine or a beer or something and walk away from it and not have another one for 3 weeks. There are people who walk by and smell alcohol, and it's done. They're over. They have to go grab it.
It triggers. It triggers them immediately. If you have an addictive personality, you can get addicted to anything. It could be alcohol. It could be pot. It could be video games.
Video games.
Facebook.
And we're going to... we're going to hit on video games when we come up on the break. Back from the break, we're going to hit on the video games and Facebook and social media. These kids are so ingrained in this stuff; they don't know how to back out of it. They don't know how to get away from it. I get the biggest kick, when you and I were kids. We're talking about friends. We're talking about the guys that you drove up and down the street with the bikes on. Now these kids think they have 200 friends or 300 friends on Facebook. We'll talk about that in a minute, though. We got to go to a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more about addictions, drugs, and social media. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the Roomba Pete.
We are back.
When I play the maracas, I go...
You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-733-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, if you're trying, if you're listening to us tonight, because we're talking about don't be a dope, okay? Get the information, the real information on marijuana. Get the real information on what it'll do to your kids. Get the real information on the difference between the marijuana of the 60s and the 70s and what it's like today. You know, some of you who smoked back in the 70s, it's no big deal. I did it. Look how I turned out. You know, I hate that line. It makes me nuts. You need to, you know, as you guys say, step into the real world, step into the modern world and find out what your kids are really, honestly up against and what they're doing. I could rant on this for days.
Or better yet, don't deal with it. See what happens in a couple
yeah,
of years.
Right. All right. So that's Kerry Quashen. He's joining me. He's founder of the Action Family Counseling. Also, he's a nationally recognized drug and alcohol abuse expert. Kerry, again, always thanks for being with me. I learned so much when you're on with me here.
It's always a pleasure, Joe.
I appreciate it. We're talking about addictions. And addictions just aren't, you know, drugs or alcohol. Forgive me, this is me talking. If you agree, fine. If you don't, you can always change the station. But, excuse me, we have
thrown our kids to the wolves when it comes to addictions. It's almost like we don't want to deal with them anymore. You know, they're on these video games all the time. They're on their smartphones all the time. And don't give me that stuff, you know, well, no, my kids only so many minutes. No, you need to check the actual phone and find out how much time your kid's on that thing upstairs. My kids weren't allowed to take their smartphones into their bedrooms. They stayed downstairs or any phone at the time. You know, they're on Facebook. That's where their friends are at. They're on Snapchat. They're on all these things that are taking the place of the family. Spend some time with your kids and not texting them. Right, Carrie?
Well, you're selling me. I'd be screaming this stuff. I used to scream, spend quality time with your kids. I don't even say that anymore. I just say, spend time with your kids. Here's a scary thought. What do you think the average parent... How much time do you think an average parent of a 12 to 18-year-old kid, how much time do you think that parent spends with that kid a day? Real time.
15 minutes.
And the average, 2 to 10.
Oh,
let's pick a 14-year-old boy or girl. Last thing they do, almost every one of those before they go to sleep, is say goodbye to their friends on their either Instagram or Snapchat.
Oh yeah,
that's the last thing they do. So let's really put it in perspective. So they go to sleep with their friends. Who knows what time? What's the first thing that kid does when they wake up before they even use the restroom?
Check Facebook.
Check their social media.
Oh, my God.
Right? Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever it is, they check the social media. It's okay, so they go to sleep with their friends, they wake up with their friends. They go to the restroom, they come into the kitchen, they say hi to mom or dad, they go to school. Who are they with? Their friends.
They're
8 hours. They come home, and most homes, mom and dad are working or not living together or whatever. So the kids, who's waiting for them? People say nobody. That's very far from true. Back to their friends again, either in person, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Mom or dad comes home, 6, 7 o'clock. How's your day, Johnny? It was good. You hungry? No, I already ate. How was school? Was it okay? Do you have any homework? I'd done. I finished it. Go right back into the room with who? Their friends again. So we have our children, 2 to 10 minutes. Their friends got them 16 hours. How in the world are we connected to our kids? We're not. Our kids are now connected to their friends, their social media, not us, not parents. We're losing a generation right now to social media and friends. And then comes the drugs and everything else.
Oh, they're doing all kinds of. Oh, they're doing all kinds of business. You know, I'm on a school board, and I see these messages they send each other on the iPhones and the Androids. These kids, if we could turn their vices over to moving commerce in this country, my God, we would be a force to reckon with the way these kids can move drugs and alcohol and everything else in their lives.
Oh my! Yeah, of course, but think it through. I mean, if they're so connected to everything but family,
right?
What becomes important to them now?
Oh, their friends.
Everything else.
Social media and family is not secondary, but third in the list.
Exactly. Actually, it's even further down the list. There was a study done with the LA Times. It was a couple of years ago, and God and family was like number 4 and 5.
Wow!
It was. Celebrities and friends and things and stuff, and then it was God and family or family and God. We really are losing a whole generation here when it comes to family and family values and all that kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but the parents don't see it, right? I mean, you deal with parents all the time, and they come to you for help. You're the expert, and they're sitting there telling you that you're wrong.
John, what did you just, we were talking earlier, right?
Yeah.
About the soup plantation or whatever. How can the parents get it? They got their own addiction.
That's true.
I mean, go to a restaurant. If there's 2 or 3 children, 12 and up, and a mom and a dad there, I almost can guarantee you the kids are on their phone. While they're sitting there eating, mom's checking Facebook.
Uh-oh.
Dad's zoning out. Isn't that true?
No, you're exactly right. I'm sitting there having lunch with somebody the other day. We were talking about the same thing, the soup plantation thing, and they said, look, I'm in soup plantation, and the parents are sitting there, and Dad is sitting at the very edge, okay? Everybody's on their smartphones. Dad is at the edge. He's got a smartphone in one hand, a spoon in the other. He's trying to feed the baby. This is a true story. He's trying to feed the baby in the carriage at the end there, right? The kid is staring up at the top of the carriage, like this is a rodent running around on the ceiling of the carriage. My buddy said he walked by the carriage and he looked, and there was a iPhone holder up in the carriage, and they had a cartoon playing for the kid to watch. And I'm thinking, oh my God, we're done. Yep. We are done as a society when you can't even spend we don't even eat for hours anymore. We eat for 20 minutes. You can't spend 20 minutes paying attention to your child.
I see most parents, a whole lot of parents, hand a kid a phone in a restaurant to shut them up. Here, play a video game.
God.
Now, what in the world happened to family connections or family bonding? All those corny sayings that you hear when you're growing up, families that play together, families that eat together, families that pray together, stay together. What happened to that?
Oh, no, you can't use any of those quote-unquote normal terms, traditional terms anymore. You can't do any of that stuff anymore because you'd be considered, you know, backwards and obsolete. I don't see, this is the thing I don't understand. All these people that come, especially in the area that we're in to live, you know, they're into family, they want their kids to have a better life, they want a safe place for their kids to go, great schools, and yet they blow the family unit up. They don't see any value in it. Or they don't know how. I don't know. Maybe you deal with them more than I do. Is there no value in it? Does it not make sense? Or they just don't know how to make it happen?
They lost it somewhere. They lost the connection somewhere. They don't know how to get it back. But the kids now are connected to their peers and social media. Their parents are now connected to social media. So the connection of family isn't there anymore.
Wow.
That's why we're having such an epidemic when it comes to young people using drugs and pot and other drugs as they're getting older, because the family is broken down. And I'm not even blaming anyone. It's just this is where we are right now.
This is the truth. Statement of truth.
We have to understand it. If we understand it, we then can reconnect with our kids. It's never too late.
No, I agree with you there.
It's never too late.
You never give up. Just never give up.
No.
But it doesn't matter how old they get. they keep coming back, and you just never give up. But again, you hit on something that I know some people find distasteful. I don't, personally. Is we've given up on God. We've given up on, some people call a higher power. When it's all about you, it's all about what you feel good with, about what you want, you're all over the place. There's no foundation, right?
That's exactly, you're right. I mean, people are just lost. So it's so easy to find safe haven in Facebook or video games or drugs or whatever. Because the other pieces are lost. We all want to feel connected, right?
Yeah.
If we're not connected at home, where are we going to get connected? We have to find it.
Yep. Yeah, and they're searching for enough nowadays. They don't need to be searching family foundation and truth. Hey, we've only got about a minute left. Tell people how they might be able to get help, how they can reach out to you, that kind of thing.
First of all, if you think you're having a problem or you think someone's having a problem, you're right that they do or you do. And if you want to talk to us, you can always call us at 800-367-8336. That's 1-800-367-8336, and it's also actionfamilycounseling.com.
Well, you know what, Carrie, keep up the good work. I have seen some of the people that you've helped, and I know you've been through a lot of sad situations. We pray for you. We pray for your group and wish you much success. And people, he's right. If you think you have a problem, you probably do. And don't be afraid and don't be ashamed to reach out. Hey, I'm Joe Bettini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for being with me today, and God bless.